Hi, I'm Amy Halloran here with another Food Diary. And today my guest is Allie from the Sage Colleges.
Yes, hello everyone. My name is Allie Schaefing. I am the Director of Service Learning at the Sage Colleges.
And I'm so excited for you to share the stories of some of the work that you've been doing with food in the area.
Great. Yeah, I'd love to share. We have three classes in the past couple semesters that really focus on food. So if time allows, I'll go through all three of them. The first is through a class called Food, Culture, and Nutrition. It is a general education class in our humanities program taught by nutrition faculty. And the class has been operating for years and years with an awesome textbook and an awesome syllabus. But about a year ago, I approached the faculty and asked if we could integrate some service into the curriculum, because that's my charge at the colleges. I try to help faculty integrate community engagement into their teaching. And a class like Food, Culture, and Nutrition is really, really well suited for that. So we got together and we workshopped the syllabus and reached out to partners, and we're really proud of the work we've been doing. So the basic idea here is that the students in the class, the college students, go volunteer at various refugee and immigrant organizations and get to know those folks a bit over the course of a few weeks. And at the end of those few weeks, the students interview a refugee or an immigrant one-on-one on their particular food culture. And they have extensive conversations about what they like to eat, what they miss from their home country, what kinds of things they're not able to find here in the grocery stores or in the gardens that they wish they could. Are there particular spices that they don't have access to? Are things affordable? How do they get to the grocery store? All kinds of aspects of food access, affordability, and accessibility. And the college students then write up a report. And this past year, we compiled all of those reports across the Capital District. We had about 75 of them, 75 one-on-one conversations. Compiled all that and shared it with Capital Roots, the wonderful nonprofit that does so much cool work around food in the Capital District. And in that way, we're contributing to the Capital Roots Food Assessment Map project, where they're really trying to understand how accessible and affordable food is. And one component of that is cultural appropriateness of food. So we tried to really help in that particular component of the project.
That's so great. I love knowing all the webs that you're weaving. And just to explain it a little further for people who might not be familiar with this movement of service learning. Service learning is about creating a bridge between campuses and communities. Anything you want to elaborate on?
Yes, I'd love to. Yes, you're exactly right. It's a bridge between campus and communities. The relationship between the community and the campus needs to be mutually beneficial. It's really important that the community organization and community leaders are dictating the early stages of these partnerships. So that means I go around and I meet with the various nonprofits or activists or whoever it is that we might be working with and really try to get a sense of how we could serve them in ways that support their work without undermining or bringing in our ideas about how things should be done. You know, it's not about a college going out and making changes for the community. It's about working together with shared values and shared goals.
And so, sharing that intellectual curiosity and research potential.
Yes.
Which I really love. Yeah. I know in my work at Unity House, you came in and we had one of those conversations, and your students have been coming in. You want to talk about the class that they're situated in?
Yes, I would love to. So that class is part of the nutrition program as well. That class is called Community Nutrition. And all of these classes are really well aligned for service learning, though I have to be honest, I argue that all classes are really aligned for service learning, because I think it's a really important component of higher education to prepare students to be a part of real service in the community, real engagement with the real world, so to speak. So in that particular class, the students in Community Nutrition are choosing a healthy dish to prepare themselves. So they're this past semester trying to focus especially on, and Amy, you and I talked about this, foods that are available in abundance at food pantries. So some foods that maybe don't move off the shelves as quickly, but that these nutrition students believe to be healthy. So lentils and dry beans and whole wheat pastas. So then the students prepare a dish and make a poster with nutrition facts and fun facts, and they try to make it a really aesthetically pleasing and, you know, low literacy, just something that everyone can access. And then they go to the food pantries, hopefully during a busy time, and give out samples of their tasty treat. And we encourage them to be friendly and open and try to get to know some folks coming in and out and have nice little chats about what they like to eat, how they might integrate some of the food pantry items that are maybe a little healthier than others, and, you know, provide this kind of mutually beneficial interaction, but also deliver, you know, really basic nutrition information.
It's an incredible resource because food pantries and soup kitchens like mine at Unity House, we are meeting people where they're at a lot of times a month. 750 families rely on Unity House a month.
Wow.
For that's just in the food pantry. So for you partners to come into our skeletal staffing and skeletal volunteering system and really do this outreach and education, it really amplifies our efforts in a way that I really hope you understand. It's key to, I can feel the success.
Oh, that's great. That's great to hear. And it's great to take a minute to, you know, at the end of every semester, I try to reflect with the community partners and the faculty and the students. And that's a big part of service learning is preparation and reflection. You know, it's not just showing up at the pantry and doing some hours. And that's helpful too, but it's really trying to understand the structural issues involved and the complications and, you know, prepare for that setting, do the work, and then come back and, you know, reflect on it. Make sure everyone involved is understanding what's going on and how we can do better. And so it's really great to hear your perspective on that. Ultimately, our main goal is to serve the community. And they're great. I mean, every class we do has these great little anecdotes. I'm thinking of one particular day at the YWCA pantry where an older gentleman said no thank you to the whole wheat pasta sample. He said it several times. And then the one student, one of my college students, kind of kept charming him and making jokes and this and that. Finally, he says, all right, give me a bite of that. And he took a bite and he said to the gal behind the pantry counter who was compiling his bag, all right, give me some of that whole wheat, you know, S-H-I-T. And, you know, went away that day talking about fiber and protein. And, you know, I heard that student then tell her professor in the classroom. And that's the kind of thing that a college student is going to remember from their experience. So,
that's so great. It's so great because the education we get on a campus is not going to live with us the rest of our lives on a campus. Right. It's going to live with us out in our work worlds.
That's exactly right.
So, I love these intersections.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward because on Thursday night, you and I have a chance to have another dialogue about this at Unity House. Our monthly meal called Talk Soup is happening on Thursday, April 18th, 5:30 p.m., 2431 6th Avenue. Everyone is welcome. And then Allie and I will be having a longer conversation about how we can change the food world with our little levers. So please, I hope people will join us. And if people, if other community organizations want to know about Sage's work, how can they find you?
Great. Thank you for asking. I can always be reached via email at Sage, which is SCHAEA@sage.edu. You can also forget that and just Google the Sage College's Director of Service Learning, and you should get to my page where we've got some cool spotlights and all kinds of contact information. And we always love to develop new partnerships and strengthen existing partnerships. And as I mentioned earlier, I argue that every single class, every single discipline can integrate service, and it's something we feel really strongly about. So we welcome new conversations all the time.
And we can also encourage the rest of the institutions in the area to think about more service learning. And
Yes. Actually, Amy, I'm really glad you mentioned that. Simultaneously, while we are all, you know, local colleges doing work on our own campuses, we just got a grant from the American Association of Colleges and Universities to form a regional council on community engagement. So we're really excited. We've got about 8 to 10 local campuses signed on to be a part of this, and we want everyone involved. So if you have any interest, whether you're a community folk or a campus folk and want to sit down and have one of these conversations, please get in touch because we want to work together and strengthen everybody's work.
That's great. Thank you so much, Allie. This has been another Food Diary with Amy Halloran, Unity House Food Security Manager.